Okay, I'm breathing hard. I better think.
That's all that exercise.
That's right. That's right. Wow, it seems like it's been ages since I've been here. Where have I been? Yeah, I'm fresh from Branson, I'm telling you. Send me energy, send me energy. Well, God is good, and life is wonderful. And we are richly blessed. Yes. And guess what? We're able to come in here and worship together, to blend our consciousness together, to love one another. I love that. And I'm glad to see so many of you here this morning. Wow, okay, let's get started. We spring forth with zeal to do the work that is ours to do. That's our theme this year. Have you been affirming it? I have. I have it at home, right where I can see it. Because that's what we're here for. We're community. We're community. So, will it flip, Sarah? All right. I didn't bring my cheat sheet, so let's open our service, take a deep breath, and let's affirm our statement together. In the infinity of this moment, all is perfect, whole, and complete. The one power, the one presence expresses in us every moment of every day. We open our hearts to the wisdom and intelligence that exist in the universe and in our mind. From the one power come all answers, resources, opportunities, solutions, creativity, and all healing. We release all doubt. We trust that what we need is showered upon us and rises within us at the right time and place and in the correct sequence. We know divine order is always unfolding for our highest good, and all is well in our world. Ah, deep breath in. Let's bring our focus to this moment right here, right now. This is our moment to grasp the opportunity to know who and what we truly are. We're so grateful that we're a part of the great whole. And in that great whole as community, we shine our lights and make that beacon so that anyone outside these doors that are in need of knowing the truth of their being would know that they are welcome here. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for the words that will be spoken here today. We do not take for granted the technology, the air conditioning and the lights and the electronics that allow our voices to project. Yes. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the music that will be played here that uplift our hearts. We're so grateful. So for this and all things, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and what? So it is. Amen.
Oh, thank you. Wow, it is good to be here. We had the Unity Ministers meeting. Not that I wasn't there, but I know that it took place last week. And through the generosity of Unity South, I was able to go the prior week, and it was a convention for all the Unity musicians.
Oh, the
from
music.
All over the country. And I met so many great people and learned so much. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The Palooza.
Daniel was there. I spent a lot of time with him. Yeah, yeah. And they told us, they really made clear what our mission and our purpose is in the community and while we're here with you on Sunday. And, you know, I learned so much about the role. And I was happy to get some information and clarity. They said, we need you, we need all of you to write more. We need more songs. We need the message to be clear in all the songs. And so I was so inspired when I left and so grateful to be there. And this is our sacred Sunday morning, and we've come here from home, and this is a sacred spot. From the minute we pull up in the parking lot, we're in our space. And that's great to be here with you. So happy to be here. Spirit fills the air. Light is everywhere. And love is all around. Feel it in your feet. Moving through your bones. Something in the air. Yeah, right here, right now. Come on. Let the Spirit sing. Let love come down in a mighty stream. Let's hear the sound. Let Spirit sing. Let the love come down in a mighty stream. In a mighty stream. Listen to the sound. Spirit sing, the Spirit sing, the rhythm of life, beating on, leads me through the days and nights, keeps me growing strong, hear the voice, like an angel's cry. It's a song of strength, a song of hope, a song of life. So let the Spirit sing. Listen to the sound. A mighty stream. Let love come down. Let the Spirit sing. Let love come down. Stream, listen to the sound. The Spirit sing, the Spirit sing. Oh, 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 let's Spirit sing, let love come down in a mighty stream. Listen to the sound, come on. Let Spirit sing, let love come down in a mighty stream. Listen to the sound. Let Spirit sing, let the Spirit sing. All Sunday morning we're just gonna let the Spirit sing. And even when we leave, we're gonna get back in our cars and head home and let the Spirit sing. Listen to the sound, let love come down in a mighty stream. Spirit sing, love come down in that mighty stream. Come on, listen to the sound.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kind of a tough act to follow. The daily word today is power. I look within and discover my power. Great power lies within me, like a treasure chest full of gold and precious jewels buried in my own backyard. It is so close that I sometimes overlook it, leading me to search near and far, seeking strength and value outside myself. Yet my power is in my potential, a gift for me to discover. I am endowed with wisdom, love, and creativity, gemstones meant to be uncovered and shared with all the world. I am rich in my capacity to use these gifts to reach goals and create my life with intentionality. As I think, speak, and behave in accordance with my divine abilities, I share my treasures. I bring into the light the hidden parts of myself, knowing my power comes from expressing my best self. And from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are what has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life.
Morning.
Good morning.
I have the pleasure of leading our vision statement and mission statement this morning. Just making sure it's there. Okay, together with me, please.
Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world.
And our mission together.
Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world.
And our unity affirmation that is spoken in unity churches and centers all around the world. Let's take a deep breath in and breathe in that God consciousness, that spirit that is singing. Together.
There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God, the good, omnipotent.
And our youth blessing. So let's think of some children, get them in mind, get the energy flowing by rubbing our hands together. And bless, of course, that child of God within each and every one of us. Together,
children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you.
And our announcements today are in the red flyer in the middle of your bulletin. Unity 101, Breaking the Ten Commandments, that's actually one of them is today with Vernetta. We also have Light Seekers book discussion the second Monday evening. Unity prayer class is coming up. It's on Zoom. It starts Tuesday. Also, speak with Vernetta if you have any questions on that Zoom class. Walking the Talk discussion group, 9 a.m., third Sunday of the month. Movie night, Friday, featuring 5,000 blankets. Looks interesting. Determined woman and her son set out to find her husband who had a mental breakdown and goes missing. We'll have to check it out. Oasis Food Pantry is always welcoming your gifts. That is at the bottom. Alrighty. And we have Brian Clark here, if anyone hasn't noticed yet.
So I played this song last week, and it was the first time I'd done either of these two songs. And somebody said, I love the lyrics. The second song, you give them to me. So I did, and I forgot that I did that. And I
talk in your mind.
I'm forgetting stuff. I gave the lyrics to this song to somebody last week, and I forgot to reprint them, and I don't have them memorized yet. So I'm trying to scribble them down between the last song and this one. So they're in horrible cursive in pencil, so we'll see how I do. So far. As I pray, all burdens ease. The outside world melts away. A warm embrace from deep inside. The sacred now has arrived. Beyond all words, there comes an ease I have sought but never reached. My spirit feels and I clearly see where I am, I'm meant to be. This holy place, my soul finds peace. There is love, there is peace, there is love, there is grace. My heart is stirred, my prayers are heard in this holy place. In this holy prayers, a quiet song, sing of strength to carry on, like a hand caressing me. I am healed, I am free. In this holy place, there is peace. And release. There is love, there is grace. My heart is stirred, my prayers are heard in this holy place. In this holy place, my soul finds peace. There is comfort and say, I am complete in ecstasy. In this holy place, my soul finds peace. There is comfort. There is love, there is grace, my soul is stirred, prayers are heard in this holy place. In this holy place, my soul finds peace. There is comfort and release, love, there is grace. My soul is stirred, my heart is heard, my prayers are heard. In this holy place, in this holy place, right now, right here, this holy place.
There's a hush in here. Yes. Wow. This is a holy place. And it's not anything on the outer that makes it holy. Because wherever you are is holy ground. And I love that, Brian. You made that up?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited to hear it all over the place, because that's beautiful. That's a beautiful, beautiful song. Yeah. Well, I too was at the, well, I went to the People's Convention. Prior to that, they had the Palooza, is that what it's called? Well, they had the music segment. Empower music segment. I did go to an Empower Music workshop, so I'm excited about some of the things I learned there. And the music is, I bought 5 CDs of their music that they taped at those sessions. And I have 5 years of music, so I'm gonna purchase the one that has you on it when they put it out. So, but I am inspired. First of all, let me say good morning. But I am inspired because we as a movement, we're here and we're growing in consciousness and we're staying the course. A course is in anything that's organized, groups everywhere, you'll have a few that may want to move slightly away from Carol's and Myrtle's teachings, you know, kind of trying to modernize things a bit. But I love staying centered in the concepts that Myrtle and Charles taught. For me, that's the foundation of unity. But I was pleased to see that there are so many people like me and us that like the fundamental truths that were taught by Charles and Myrtle. So we're healthy and we're getting healthier. We just come through, if you think back the past, let's say 3 years, wow, a lot happened, didn't it? And it could have created doubt that could not be dissipated, but guess what? It didn't, because we're still here, we're still standing on our truth. So I like that. At the convention this year was a different atmosphere than it was last year. You know, last year, maybe teeny bit of hesitation about being there. Maybe we needed to lift our consciousness above the earthly happenings. But this year was fantastic, and all ended up being healthy except a very few, but that's just like two drops of rain in a big ocean. So that's a good thing. We're moving forward. We're moving forward. This morning I'm talking about the power of overcoming. And I am looking at a room full of overcomers. There's a couple of you I don't know very much about, or new faces, but overall, I have journeyed with most of you, through the hills and the valleys of light. I have moved with you through experiences, and I am one of your biggest cheerleaders, as I told you before. Whenever needed, I'm right there to help prop you up, and whenever I need to be propped up, there are many of you out here that give me the support that I need to carry on. So, in a room of overcomers, what is it I could tell you this morning?
Keep on pushing.
Isn't that a song? Keep on pushing. I won't try to sing. But I like this because the metaphysical meaning of overcomer in the revealing word is one who recognizes truth of their being, and is renewing their mind and body and affairs by changing from old mortal beliefs to the new as seen through divine mind. Don't you love that? Doesn't that describe us to a T? Yeah. We're on this path, or you wouldn't be here. We're on this path to wholeness. The wholeness is already in us. We are whole at our very core. But I guess I should have said we're on this path of coming into the awareness of our wholeness. And that makes us overcomers, because we're dropping old useless ideas, aren't we? And we're picking up some maybe new ways to think about moving through human experiences. That definition goes on to say, not only are they replacing old thoughts, but demonstrating the divine law, not only on the surface. You know, we can do things on the surface and it doesn't penetrate deep and become a way of life for us. So we're not only demonstrating divine law on the surface, but we're learning to go deep to the innermost consciousness of our being. Spiritual power, mastery, and dominion are some things that I would use to describe a lot of us. Because we're growing in spirit. We're growing into an awareness. We're growing into the thought that no matter what I see on television, no matter what's going on, no matter what is on the internet or Facebook, I am a spiritual being first and foremost, having this experience. And don't you just want to say yay when those opportunities come? When those opportunities come that challenge you. I know some of you took away your yay, didn't you? But that is a time for you to shine. When adversity smacks you right on the face, I was going to say it. That's the time to shine, because you have an opportunity to do the work. You have an opportunity to do as the psalmist said, be still and know that I am God. Pre-knowing the truth of your being, pre-knowing what we teach here in Unity, when things happen, what happened? You jump right in there, right? You voiced your opinion immediately, boisterously, loud and clear. But now I know you've learned to take a step back, be still, and know, because in you is that spark of that blaze of divinity that will shine a light on what it is to say and what it is to do. I love knowing that I'm growing in spirit. I love knowing that I depend more and more on the Christ within me. That's my hope of glory. The Christ in me. That's my joy. That's my strength. Those 12 powers we talk about, that's your power. That's your power. So, in us is a system that is able to overcome anything we may encounter. If you are aware and stand in the truth of your being and take that moment to be still, there is nothing that can keep you from experiencing that power of mastery and dominion. You see, each of us, we are here. Each of us are learning truth. Each of us are trying to grasp what it is, sometimes maybe not instantaneously. You know, we want things microwavable in this day and age, don't we? We want to be able to just pop right in there and got the answer. But sometimes it takes time, it takes maturing. Stop a moment and think about the demonstrations you've made so far. Prosperity, I've seen it happen in here and in my life. Healings, oh my. We know about healings, don't we? We've experienced many. We've walked with others through many. Not only of the physical body, but you know our hearts need healing from time to time. And that's when you call on the love of your friends. And in here you have a multitude of them. The moment you understand that the Christ in you is your power of overcoming, you'll realize, as in the scriptures, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Christ abides in us as our divine potential to overcome adversity or anything in this human experience. We must learn to dwell in the consciousness of Christ, to the point of realizing there's no separation. Just as Jesus Christ said, the Father and I are one, you can affirm it too. Try affirming it as things occur in your life. Sometimes I walk through my house and people probably think that I have a multitude of people over in there. I understand if you don't live alone. But you know what? Affirm things out loud sometimes. Especially when you're going through a human experience. I like Myrtle Fillmore. I am a child of God. And nothing can hurt my soul. I know she said it a little differently, but I'm following Brian this morning. Because that just popped up in my mind as I was talking. The moment we begin to understand this. Well, first let me tell you, overcoming has little to do with who you are. It has little to do with what's wrong in your life. It has everything to do with the awareness of the truth about you. And a major factor is not knowing the truth, but what are you going to do with the truth that you know? Are you going to practice it? Are you going to give it a test run? Are you going to try it out for size? If you listen in here, if you learn in classes and do nothing with the material that you learn, oh my, you're missing a great opportunity. I was a doubting Thomas when I first got into Unity. I challenged everything, and I was so excited when I would go back to church and tell my mentor, it worked. So we must not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. That's like our fifth principle in Unity, right? We have to walk the talk. If you're just hearing the talk, it's landing on that soil that's not going to take root and build you up. You have to walk the talk also. You know, a few years ago at a Unity convention, I met a young lady. She was the main speaker. And her name was Maggie Cook. She wrote a book called Mindful Success. Anybody ever hear of that book? It might be little known, but it would be fantastic read. It's very encouraging and uplifting. In this book, Mindful Success, it's about how to use your mind to transform your life. You see, Maggie grew up with parents that owned an orphanage. She had seven siblings of her own, but her parents, they lived in Mexico. Her parents would pick up stray children on the streets that had been abandoned or abused, and sometimes just left at the door of the orphanage. Maggie said that she has 60 brothers and sisters. Because they were all raised together, they had little, but they were all able to make it in life. Some of them became doctors, some of them became teachers. Through all the adversity, her parents lifted them up and let them know, you are strong. You are resilient. So they didn't have money, but they had heart. And Maggie thought an excellent way for her to get out of the poverty that they were under was to play basketball. And this book tells about all the things that she came up against and how she persevered through them. Well, Maggie, she got accepted. She was on this team that was going to travel the U.S. and all over the place. And then she was playing ball with her brothers and suffered a arm injury, which meant that she couldn't be a part of the team. She was no longer able to play. But instead of letting that get her down, she always was one that would make salsa in the kitchen, and everybody loved it. And one day she took some somewhere, and they loved it and said, you know, you ought to do more of this. This is really good. To make a long story short, because get the book and read it, she ended up being a millionaire because she stood on her truth. She knew that she was more and meant to be more. To turn within, to know there is a presence and a power within her to help her move through the experiences that she had. She tells of one time that she had all this product. She had purchased this old rinky-dink truck that had the refrigerator part in the back. And she said this truck, the floorboard was out, and she had to put bricks on her feet so she could reach the pedals. And as she was going to deliver this big load, which was going to bring her in a great amount of substance, the refrigeration went out. So she found someone in the town that was closing and talked him into fixing it for her. And he stayed open and fixed it, and she ended up being successful in making her delivery. Perseverance. When you come up, she could have easily said, oh, forget it. This isn't going to work. Perseverance. She built that into a million-dollar industry. Perseverance. So one thing we can learn from her story is that there is always a way. There is always a way. And I always tell people, how do you find the way? Be still and know. And sometimes we miss the way because when those ideas come to us, we don't move on them. Has that ever happened to anybody? You had a fantastic idea and you didn't move on, and next thing you know, somebody else has picked it up and ran with it. We have to be brave and step out boldly, knowing that the Spirit of the Lord is in us and will see us through. Romans 12 and 2 says, do not be conformed to this world. Don't, and I'm saying, don't listen to the naysayers. If you have a deep desire, a deep urge, and it's for the good of all concerned, move with it. Move with it. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Right. Take some time to become aware of the power that is within you. You are already an overcomer. And that's powerful in and of itself. I wrote here, it may not stop the rain from falling, but it sure can provide a mighty umbrella. Take some time to get to know that power that is within you. In John 16 and 33, we have these words. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. I have overcome the world. And for us, that's in Christ, in spirit, in God. When we take that breath and bring ourselves to that point of peace, overcoming the world is overcoming those experiences as they come to you. All things are possible when you believe. So let's take a moment, because it all begins within. Let's take a moment and turn within. Let's turn in as preparation for meditation. Let's affirm together the Lord's Prayer. I still like to affirm the Lord's Prayer. It kind of brings us into a mood. But I don't take it at face value. I take it deeper than just words on a paper. So let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Take a deep breath. Let's move deep within. As we journey from the head down into the heart, one presence, one power, and we are a part of all that is. So I invite you to close your eyes or focus on a candle up here, but breathe in and hold it. And breathe out. Give yourself permission to relax. Give yourself permission to enter into this time of peace. This is where we gain our power. This is where we begin to experience that which goes beyond the appearances. This is where we know and do as the psalmist said, be still, because in the stillness is our answers. In the stillness is that light. In the stillness is the connection. In the stillness is our overcoming power. breathing in and breathing out, moving deeper to that point where you come to the door of your inner chamber, where no one enters therein but you. And as you step over the threshold, you feel a love like no other love in the universe. You feel a peace all around and penetrating within you like none out in the world. In this stillness, we acknowledge the all-sufficient substance of the universe. We know that this is the power and the presence of the One. We've just stepped in and we're enfolded and surrounded. All that we need is right here, right now. We take our feel as we breathe in and breathe out, and settle for just a moment in the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of the room, we know that God is flowing and expressing through us out into the universe. And we say yes to being that divine expression. No matter what we may encounter along this thing called human existence, we know first and foremost we are a living, loving expression of God right here and right now. So, dear God, we give you thanks this morning for all that we were able to partake of. We give you thanks for filling our very being with your presence and your power. And most of all, we give you thanks for you being you, everywhere present in the universe. And for this and for all things, we just say, thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.